And we are live.
Oh my god, we're live right now.
The Gen Z Cafe, number 7.
Episode 7.
It's good to have you, man.
It's good to be here, bro.
It's good to do number 7.
My favorite time of the week.
Favorite time of, like, everything. Oh my god, we're at number 7. I was thinking about that at the gym today, and I was like, we're almost halfway.
We're almost halfway there.
We're almost
halfway.
That's
actually insane.
That's crazy. Okay, so lots to talk about. Lots to talk about.
So much this week, bro.
Like, this week felt like 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Probably more.
Okay, first thing I want to start with is there was a storm today.
There was.
And I was like pooping my pants.
It woke me up.
Dude, I woke up to like lightning. I felt like the world was gonna end, dude.
Insanity. The river was moving quite faster than it normally does because of the wind and everything.
Oh yeah, because your room, you can like see the river,
right? I'm directly in front of the river, yeah.
Yeah.
And the river's like moving like rapidly fast. Like,
no, there's like a window here open, and I literally woke up, I think at like 5 a.m., 5:30 a.m., and I just hear thunder. And usually I've been through thunderstorms a lot in the U.S., but lightning. I could literally like see my room light up with lightning.
Yeah, my curtains are white. So like they literally light up every couple of seconds. It was so
scary,
cool.
Bro. It had me like saying the Shahada in bed. I'm like, if this is the end, like, thank God I prayed, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just get paranoid like that.
I'm glad it wasn't like that last night and it only started happening like around like very late in the night and towards the morning.
Yeah.
Because last night I was in a different city and that would have been terrifying. Like, in a different city. Yeah. So luckily it wasn't as bad.
No, and I know this is probably like a weird thing, but like even when I was a little kid, man, I would always think it's the end of the world. Like, I don't know if we talked about this, but like 2012, like literally I remember staying up when I was in sixth grade, up until midnight of like January 1st, 2011, or basically December 31st, 2011. Yeah. Because I thought 2012 was the end of the world. And I was staying up.
The whatever.
And whenever I would hear like trumpets outside, I'd be like, all right, that's it.
That's so funny. Child Hussein is very unintelligent.
And it's funny how adult Hussein is still unintelligent. Okay, that's my little rant about the world.
The storm, yeah. Okay, so
This week.
I fell back into the rabbit hole, the wormhole that is Super Smash Brothers Ultimate, the video game.
And you went on a tournament on Friday?
Literally yesterday, Saturday.
It was yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so this game I've been playing for 3 years now, competitively.
Okay.
And since we came to France, I stopped playing. Like, I literally quit the game. Yeah. I haven't picked it up at all.
Yeah.
And so the other, literally a week ago, on Sunday or Monday, so exactly a week ago, I was watching a video of a super major in America of this tournament. And I'm watching the players play and all of them pop off and, you know, the energy. And I'm like, I kind of want to play the game again, right? So I look up. I'm like, Smash tournaments in Cannes. Mm-hmm. And I find one that happened last week. I'm like, oh, okay. And I read about it and it's a bi-weekly tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So there should be one 2 weeks from now. Or this week, sorry. The one that literally happened. Mm-hmm. So a week ago, when I was looking up, it happened yesterday of the day of my lookup, right? And so I'm like, oh, damn, I missed it by a day, right? So I look it up, and they say there's one in 2 weeks in Cannes. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll go in 2 weeks. So I enter their Discord server. But when I enter, they say there's a tournament next week, but in Nice, which is a city nearby Cannes, 40 minutes train. And I'm like, okay, I have to go. It's a week from now. You know, why not?
Yeah.
So I spend the week practicing every night. I spend an hour or two playing, like, online, playing against people.
An hour or two a day.
An hour or two, of practice online. And the day before the tournament comes, and I'm on set, but I'll talk about that later. And I'm just speaking to Aboudi and our director, and I say, oh, I'm actually going to a tournament tomorrow. Aboudi says, I'll come with you. I'm like, why would you do that? He's like, just to support.
Okay.
Absolute goat, by the way. Shout out Aboudi and Maghribi. Absolute legend for coming with me, because I didn't know how the train works. He taught me everything because I've never been to Nice before.
Yeah.
So he taught me how to use the trains. He was there with me. When I was in a room full of French speakers, he was there speaking to me like I wasn't alone, you know?
That's amazing.
So such a legend.
Having the support of your brother and your friend like that.
Such a
legend. But I thought that he went because... So does he play Smash?
No, he just...
He purely went
for me. He literally came only for me.
And that is like when Arabic we say ta'ziz khawi.
Literally, bro.
I love that.
Behind every time I was playing in set, he was there watching behind me. And he'd high-five me after I won. Like, absolutely.
Legend. Love you, Aboudi.
Okay, thank so you, Aboudi, I love you. If you watch this, I absolutely
shout
love
out,
you.
Shout
okay?
out to Aboudi.
And so we enter the room, and the dude's like, he speaks to me in French, the tournament organizer. I'm like, I don't speak French. He's like, what's your tag?
Did you say that in English?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm like, IDK Sally Face. He's like, oh, you're that player. Because he actually DM'd me earlier. He's like, did you register by accident or do you live in France? Because I'm a Saudi player. I'm registered as a Saudi player.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I live in France. He's like, oh, that's you? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then he asks me, like, do you have a controller? I'm like, yes, I do. I go and check my backpack. I forgot my controller. So unfortunate.
And do you play with a controller?
I play with a pro controller. Like, okay, the full-on 400 real pro controller. Mm-hmm. And I only brought my Switch. And I was really mad because I put it next to my backpack. I was going to pack it, but I forgot it. And so I'm there, like, freaking out. I was like, just ask him. I'm like, I'll ask him later because I'm, like, a little introvert, right? And I'm just like, I don't know how to ask him for an extra controller. So I just sit there.
But I'm sure, yeah.
I just sit there. And then the tournament organizer is, like, walking around setting stuff up. And then he comes back to walk to me. And I choose this exact moment. And this is important. I choose this moment to ask him. I'm like, I only brought my Switch and I have Joy-Cons.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way I can play with a pro controller? Because I don't play with Joy-Cons.
Yeah.
And I know if I play with Joy-Cons, I was most likely losing in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, unless somebody has an extra controller, I have no way to help you. You're going to have to ask other people. I'm like, oh, that's a nightmare for an introvert like me to ask multiple people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then this legend, absolute goat named Ruben comes to me. He's like, oh, I have an extra controller. And he just gives it to me. I'm like,
so he overhears a conversation.
Yeah. I'm like, a pro controller? He's like, yeah. And he pulls it out of his backpack and he gives it to me. I'm like, thank you so much. Like, I didn't know how to, I actually didn't know how to respond. I was like, you're a legend. I was like, you're the goat, wallah. I'd say his face. Like, he's
French. Doesn't know.
He doesn't know what I'm talking about. I'm like, wallah, you're the goat, bro. And so he's like, yeah. Do you want to play? And so I befriend Ruben and we're playing a little bit and he tells me how he's actually on the national running team for his high school.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason he's at a loser's smash tournament is because he's injured or he would have been practicing for running.
Wait. So you met him after he made it into the loser's
bracket?
No.
I mean losers isn't like we're a bunch of nerds compared to a runner athlete like him.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And so he's like, the only reason I'm here and not practicing is because I'm injured. And he came with like, what are they called? Crutches?
So he was actually
genuinely injured.
But honestly, like, that's actually kind of sick though.
It is pretty
like,
cool.
Instead of staying home and doing nothing,
yeah,
like,
go play
you
at a tournament.
Up to it.
Yeah.
Wow. And so was it mostly like kind of high schoolers or was it a
No, there were a bunch of adults. He was the youngest person there.
Okay. I see.
And so he was, he told me this is my first tournament. I'm like, oh my God, I remember my first tournament. And I told him my story and everything. Mm. And he's there, he's really nervous. I'm like, to this day, I'm considered like a higher level player than I was obviously in the beginning. I'm nervous right now. Like
I
told him.
Of course.
I told him the nerves never die down. You just become more confident in your play, right? And so he's a legend. He was supporting me through my run too. Mm-hmm. And I was supporting him. He didn't do very well. Mm-hmm. But that's fine. I told him just come back next week and the week after. And
Practice
makes perfect. That's literally how it works. This one dude comes to me. He's like, you're from Saudi Arabia, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, do you know Vi and Zosif, who are the two best players in Saudi? Two close friends of mine.
Oh.
I'm like, yeah, I do. He's like, oh, I love them. I love watching them play. I'm like, you actually know Vi and Zosif? He's like, yeah, the Luigi and the Roy. I'm like, you're
what?
You
what are the chances,
yeah,
man? Wait. So do they like, are Vi and Rosa?
No, Zosif. But they both play in Saudi Arabia only. Like, they don't do...
Okay, but do they stream on Twitch? Do
they go, like, when tournaments are hosted, they have a stream, right? Like, the tournaments have a stream.
Oh.
Like, I played on stream yesterday.
So Nintendo, like, organizes...
No, the tournament organizer just streams it on Twitch.
Yeah. I see.
And so...
But are they promoting anything on their socials, or...?
No. They just have Twitters that they talk about Smash 4.
So
this dude comes to me, and he's like, your region, very underrated. Because we have really good players. We generally do.
And this guy's talking English to you.
Yeah, like very weak English. But he's like, we're conversating.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, and you guys have four scenes in Saudi, right? I'm like, Shergiya, Jeddah, Medina, Riyadh. Oh my God, we do have four. I didn't even know.
How does he know?
He's like, yeah, I watch your guys' scene very often. I'm like, that's actually so cool.
What? Okay. I have so many questions. Why is this random French dude invested in the Saudi Arabian Super Smash scene? Like, what is in it for him?
Just seeing players play at high level. So, like, I watch Japanese players and I watch Mexican players
because
they're
higher
level.
Is it because Saudi players are good, is
my
question?
Are we
unique or, like...
Every time a top Saudi player has gone outside, they've performed well. We haven't won any super majors. It's kind of like
people are like tracking.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's kind of like people who are heavy into MMA, they'll like watch Dagestani or like Russian.
Exactly.
Russian MMA.
Just to see them fight. Yeah, exactly. To see
future fighters. And they'd be like, oh, I knew Habib back in the day.
Literally. You know? Yeah. It's literally that.
I see. That's so cool. Yeah. Understanding like the nuances of Super Smash tournaments. Okay, but more importantly, I want to know, how was your run? How did you do in the tournament?
So out of 32 people, I got 7th place.
Wow.
For Rusty Adnan, that only had a week of practice online. In a different country. I'm very proud of myself. The winner of the tournament, I played in bracket. And I lost him by throwing. I literally threw the match. So I quite literally could have won the tournament.
What do you mean you threw the match? Why like, did you throw?
I ended up...
I know what throwing means.
But so in
but
the
why
game,
would you throw
you
a match
can, you it? Can kill yourself in the game by accident, and that's what I did. So I misinputted something, and I ended up throwing the game, literally.
I thought throw it, because throwing in boxing means, like, purposefully losing.
Oh, no, it wasn't on purpose. It was an accidental throw.
Yeah.
And I'll show you a clip after stream. But so it's Ovista 3 versus the tournament winner. I lose game one. I play game two and I absolutely destroy him because I switched characters to a better character.
Okay.
When I won the game, the commentary were popping off, bro.
Wait. There was commentary?
Yeah.
Was this because
I was on stream? Yeah, I was on stream.
Oh, wow.
And they were screaming to the point where... So I played a character of mine that I wanted to practice in the first game. I ended up getting destroyed. So then I played my actual character in the second game. And after the second game, the commentator comes up to me. He's like, why the hell did you play Palutena in the first game? He literally is like, why would you play?
Why would you?
Because I wanted to practice the character.
Like I also, but is that the place to practice the character?
No, it wasn't just to practice the character. It was also because I was looking at bracket and the person I was against, I didn't know was the best there, first of all. Secondly, I saw that he played a character that absolutely destroys my character.
I see. So it's a matching thing.
So it was a matching thing, yeah. And I was scared of that character and then he ended up playing a different character anyways.
You don't get to know what character is going to be picked?
In the game that you're going to play? No. You get to see what they played beforehand.
So it's not like playing with your friend where you can
know
see what they're select. And
no, I can see. It's just we both have to say what characters we're playing at the same time as to not... Like, for example, if he says, I'm going to play Mario, I could choose a sword character to beat him. So we have to say it at the same time for fairness. And then after the first game... The winner picks their character, and then the loser gets to counter pick.
I see.
So that's what happens.
That's tricky.
Yeah, exactly.
Because with your friends, usually it's like, oh, you're going to play Mario? All right, I'm going to one-up you, Luigi.
Exactly.
And then they get to change until you find...
Yes. And so it was really fun.
But still, man, seventh place is really good.
Not bad, yeah. I was not expecting top eight.
Yeah, I think if you like keep going, and who knows, maybe you might crush the Cannes folk. Like, Nice is a bigger city.
Yeah.
A lot younger in terms of...
Oh,
like,
the better players are in Cannes, apparently, from what I heard. The better players are in Cannes, so that I'm a little scared of.
What are they doing in Cannes?
I have no idea. So they have a ranking for this area, the region of Cannes and Nice, and the top three players are from Cannes, the rest are from Nice.
I see.
So the person I lost to...
the Côte d'Azur rankings.
Yeah, literally. The person I lost to is number 4 in the rankings.
Wow.
And so...
But the fact that you won one round against a champion...
Yeah.
Like, in fighting terms, that's the equivalent of, like, someone winning a round against a really good fighter.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Like, some fighters just never lose rounds.
Yeah, at all. But this dude, he was...
It's like, you bleed.
Literally. And so I had a blast. And then I came home and today I wake up to their Discord being like, IDK Saddyface, GG's, thank you for coming and challenging us. We hope to see you again because I told
so
them I was staying
wholesome.
Till June. I swear to God, one of the nicest communities ever.
Oh my God.
Because at the end of the tournament, I befriended like a couple of people. I got out of the introvert shell.
Yeah.
Because we're all there for a video game. It's so easy to make friends when you're there for a reason, you know? Like when you go to, for example, like a club, like a chess club. I'm talking clubs like in university, like chess club or archery club or whatever. You're there all united for a reason. So you have something that you can relate to, you know?
Yep.
And so we're talking, we're laughing. Very chill individuals there. I had so much fun.
You know you can connect with those people because they're interested in the same things that you're interested
in.
Exactly. And you're all there for a common purpose of, one, to have fun, two, to compete, but mostly to have fun, you know?
It was such a nice experience.
Yeah. And there wasn't like bad blood or,
at all.
Was there any money on the competition or prizes?
There's a prize pool. But
did you have to pay to get in?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's an entry fee of €5.
Okay.
And then there's a prize pool.
I see.
And so what was I going to say? Oh yeah. A bunch of people came up to me and started like complimenting my shirt.
What were you wearing?
I was wearing an anime shirt. And we all play what video games. What was the anime? It was Hunter x Hunter. Okay. So this person comes up to me and he says, I love that shirt. Mm-hmm. And then he shows me his phone case and it's a Hunter x Hunter phone case. I'm like, oh my God, I love Hunter. And we keep talking. And he tells me how he's actually in drama club and they're doing like a show in May. I'm like, oh my God, I'm here for acting. And so we started like...
Is it
like,
the drama club of his like university?
Of his university.
What?
And he's like...
What are the odds?
If you're still here, I'll invite you to our show. I'm like, yes, I'll definitely make that. And I think so. But okay. But I'll still make it. Yeah.
That'll be a lot of fun.
And so I was really interested. Wow. And that was
cool. Did you exchange contacts with anyone? Like,
no, but I said I'll see them next week. And they said they're going to be there next week. But we're all in the Discord server, so I have everybody.
You can, and you know who's who.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so it literally relit the fire, and I'm 100% going next week.
Dude, and that's why I'm telling people, like, I have so many friends that kind of struggle with this thing, but it's like, you can find your people.
You can.
You're a human being. You have to be interested in something. And I promise you, if you're interested in that thing, there are other people interested.
1,000,000%.
No matter how niche it is, as long as it's not something like super devilish, like weird, like as long as it's not
like
criminal.
Murdering children.
And unfortunately, there are probably people in that too. But no, if you like something, there are other people that like that too. And I don't care what it is, man, whether that's video games or anime. Or like a really weird manga. Why did I say that?
Yeah, why did you say that?
Why did I just say that? I'm trying to think of like, okay, what's the weirdest thing I can think? I don't know. What if you're into like puppeteering? You know?
That's pretty weird. But I'm sure you'd find like, puppeteers.
Like back in university, there was this kid in one of my acting classes that was just like knitting a frog.
That's cool.
And I was so cool. I was so interested. I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm just knitting. I'm like, how did you learn to knit? And he's like, YouTube. I'm like, can you teach me? He's like, actually, it's going to take you years. But I'm like, oh, but still, that's really cool.
So you never got taught.
I never got taught.
Unfortunate.
Knitting is difficult.
But yeah, that's the end of my Smash like journey. Mm. So much fun. Like, genuinely, I tweeted about them. Like, because they posted the top 8 on Twitter. So I retweeted.
I didn't know
like,
you're active on Twitter.
I'm only Smash.
I see.
Like,
I see.
My Twitter's all Smash.
What do Smash people tweet about?
They show funny clips, like cool clips that they've done.
I see.
Tournaments, just matchup charts, stuff like that.
How, and it seems like a pretty wholesome community, but the Smash community overall, would you say it's kind of similar? Or can it get a little toxic?
No,
a little competitive?
Smash community out of all fighting games is definitely on the more toxic side.
I see.
But the Arab scene is very nice, and from what I've seen, the French scene.
Like, it sounds like a really small world.
Every tournament I've been to has been really nice. So I've seen toxic, like, interactions online, but I never in my life have I ever like.
But I think that's just human behavior. Like,
probably.
We're much
we're
more likely.
The screen.
Yeah. We're much more likely to be toxic. But if you face to face, even if you quote unquote hate that person online,
you
just be like, "Whoa, this is actually like a cool person."
Exactly.
You know?
And one last thing I want to know about the Smash experience was, so this isn't my first tournament outside. When I went to visit my uncle in America. There was a tournament literally every single day. America is like the hugest Smash scene. They have tournaments daily, not weekly, not bi-weekly. Daily.
In local tournaments.
Daily. Local tournaments with prize pools and everything daily.
Wow.
So I went to like 5 tournaments in a row every single day. It was so fun.
Mm.
And it was really nice. And I befriended a bunch of people. It's people that I talk to this day on Twitter and whatever. But yesterday, was my first experience being in a room with people speaking a language I've never, like, I don't know what they're talking about. Like, they're talking about the video game I play, and I have no idea what they're saying.
Yeah.
Like, I'm behind 2 dudes playing, and they're laughing, and they're like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what are you saying? Like, when I went to America, they're speaking in English. And I go, when I play in Saudi, they're speaking in Arabic. Those are languages I understand. I didn't expect it to be that, like, foreign to me. It felt foreign.
Yeah.
But then when I met the people that do speak English, it felt so much more genuine. Yeah.
But that's why I feel like it's really important to learn a little bit of French, man. Because
but they're very slang French. This isn't something I can learn
very
easily.
You're not going
to
learn very easily, but you can still go a long way. Like, I've been very, very, very proud of the French I've come along.
Yeah.
People have been really impressed, and I wanted to talk about this. Like, I've been going into cafes and restaurants and just ordering in French. And these are people that I see every week. Like, for example, the lady that works at...
MAD?
Not MAD. The cafe by the college.
Japanese.
And so the lady that works as a host there, or kind of as a servant, I just ordered in, like, not fluent French, but my accent apparently is really good.
Yeah.
And she was, like, taken aback. Were you there?
No, you told me about
that. Yeah. And she basically was like, wait a minute. When did you learn French? And your accent is really good. And I was like, ah, merci beaucoup. And then her mom comes in and her mom is impressed. And I was like, bonjour, comment ça va? And we start chatting a little bit. And I asked them, you know, tu travailles ici, like, do you work here a lot? Yeah. And then they start laughing and she's like, oh, we work here, but she takes off some days. And then the dad comes in, he's like, come on, say, oh my god, yeah. bien et toi. And it was just like a really, really cool experience.
Very
you know?
Cool.
And I know on the first pod I talked about the importance of travel, but now I feel like there's also the importance of traveling and trying to go as much as possible into learning that people's culture and also their language.
Yeah.
As much as you can. Because, man, like, it forms a bond and also just makes things way easier. Like, in the storm, I ordered groceries, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And the road was blocked due to just the weather.
Oh, yeah. It's also been blocked. It's been blocked since the
it's
the
been
festival.
Blocked, yeah, for weeks. And so the guy didn't speak English, and he was like, I can't come to you. And so I just had to speak to him in French. I was like, rendezvous to gare. Gare just means station.
Yeah.
And then he's like, which gare? And I was like, Robinson gare. And then, yeah, we just met at Robinson. So it's like little things like that will help you, one, survive, but two, what's more important is make a bond. Because then he asked me like, oh, where are you from? And I was like, oh, je suis Saoudien.
Yeah.
J'étudie, I'm studying here, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
That's very no, it's very interesting. Yeah, yeah.
You can just form a closer bond with someone. It shows a culture of appreciation.
You definitely can. You know? I'm just too lazy. Yeah.
It only like, I have so much on a day, my though. Plate. I've been learning French just 10 minutes a day and progressing so fast. And the thing is, man, you're 20. I mean, I'm 23. I always say this. we act like the age gap. By the way, I was thinking about this the other day. I remember I was saying I would look at 50-year-old me, and then you're like, oh, you're old. I'm like, yeah, because that would be 27 years from now. It's also 30 years away
years
from you.
Is a lot more than 27 years.
Back to the topic. It only takes 5 to 10 minutes to learn our language, really, over time.
Mm, of course, but like...
Like the power of compounding, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But I could be like sleeping in those days. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I love morning routines, man. And right now I've just been waking up. I learned French. I read Arabic because I've been trying to practice my Arabic.
Yeah.
So I read the news. بالعربية الفصحى.
That's nice.
In modern standard Arabic.
I
read it out loud
that.
Just to like, yeah, you know, I'm going into an acting career. So need to.
I realized I've been working so much on my Arabic that my English has gotten worse.
Nah, I don't think that's a thing.
No, like genuinely, my speaking has 100% gotten worse.
When have you gotten?
Like I've been prioritizing speaking in Arabic.
When?
Just in general. Not with you, but like with everybody else.
With who?
Like everybody in our program.
In the program?
Yeah.
I've never heard you speak a word of Arabic around
I'm
me.
I'm not with you all the time. You know that, right? I have a life.
I see. So you're saying the people who generally...
And even my friends, like in phone calls and whatever, I'll be talking to my friends in Arabic for
Why
the most part.
Why didn't you talk Arabic with me?
I don't know. Because I want to work on my English too now.
But you are. Like, you are working. That's why I'm debating this because, one, the program's in English.
Yeah.
So 8 hours a day, you're talking in English, usually. When you're in the classroom, 100% you're talking English.
Yeah, but those are, like, simple exchanges. I'm talking, like...
Deep exchanges.
See, I lose words. I don't know what I'm looking for.
But that doesn't come
in
for... That comes from reading.
I read, too.
Then you're good.
But I feel like I'm not... I don't know. I feel like it's I'm losing it. It's like...
You want to say words like... Alliteration and
stuff like that, yeah.
Like,
and they're in my mind, but I can't say
exponential.
Them. Exponential, yeah. Literally, yeah, I want to sound. I want to be like Jaden Smith. You know, why aren't we talking about the political and economical state of the world? You know, have you never seen that clip?
No.
Look up Jaden Smith. Economical and political.
No, but
state
on
of
that
world.
Topic,
so
I think reading and writing really helps. I've loved journaling
writing.
In the past, but yeah, I'm starting a daily journal, and I think, like I know last time we played Spark. We said we wanted to hold each other accountable. So you've been practicing basketball.
I have.
I've been practicing acting.
You have.
But I do want to start daily journaling because I used to journal with my iPad and I had this really cool setup where
you still have your iPad.
I still have my iPad, but I don't have my iPad all the time. And just the friction of opening the iPad, opening the app, doing this whole thing, it's kind of, it adds friction.
Yeah.
So now I'm just journaling on my phone. Mm. Like literally before going to bed, just
no,
listing
that.
Out. Because I went back to some of the journals of like uni days and I'm like, holy crap, I forgot about that day. You know, I just read the journal. I'm like, oh, I went on a hike and then pet some dogs. And
literally.
Just like went to the gym.
It's just a daily. Yeah. I love that for you.
Yeah.
Speaking of daily activities,
mm-hmm.
I bought a guitar. The most spontaneous.
I was with you. Oh. No, I was
you weren't
with
me
you.
When I bought
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, I was with you when you scoped
I was
it.
Alone in the storm, carrying a guitar back home. It was raining that day. Yeah, it was terrible.
It's been raining so much
lately. I hate the rain, and I've said this before.
Yes, I've hate the rain too. I don't know if I've said it before.
I need the sun, bro. I can't live without the sun.
Yeah. And especially when, like, you live in Saudi, where the sun is there 24/7.
It's my home. The sun is my home. I am a person.
Yeah, Boulder was like that too. It's one of the sunniest places. But go ahead.
No, I've been watching, like, a lot of YouTube videos about guitars, like beginner courses, like the 10-day courses and whatever. And I've been playing. And at the beginning, my fingers would absolutely kill me. Mm. Like red marks, and they'd be painful for the next 30 minutes after playing. Like, it was bad, bad. But recently, I've been playing for a week and a half almost. Mm-hmm. I don't feel pain when I play anymore.
Yeah.
Which is so cool. So cool.
You developed calluses.
So, yeah, literally calluses on the tip of my fingers. Like, they feel different than the other fingers. Mm. And now I can, like, genuinely play without having to worry about the pain.
So zero pain?
Not zero, but it's way less.
And I bet you it'll get better.
It definitely will. And I was talking to my cousin who also plays the guitar. And he was saying how, yeah, it'll go away eventually with time. Even moving your fingers, you'll get used to the movements. Just give it time, practice. And I promise you, you will get better. And I definitely will.
Yeah.
One day I'm going to play a song on the podcast. It's going to happen.
Okay.
One day. Maybe episode 20.
Who knows? Maybe you'll record the intro. Maybe you will make our intro. I mean, I don't know if you'll be writing music by then.
Maybe.
Who knows?
We'll see. Episode 20.
Just give us a little chord, like one or two chords.
Gen Z Cafe.
Gen Z Cafe. I love that. And then I'll play the piano. Yeah.
Oh, we could do like a band for the Gen Z Cafe.
I don't know how I'd get a piano.
Yeah. You could do one of those tiny ones.
I was talking about that. I was like, I think I've talked about things I want to do when I get baller. And just like be like filthy rich, but one of them is just buy a grand piano.
Literally, just
like I want once I inshallah, bithinillah, own my own house or an apartment. Once I have my own space for myself, like my long term space that I know I'm not gonna move, because moving a piano is like, I think I just want like this old, it's nice, like grand piano.
Yeah,
I'm thinking
get
it's
like
brown.
Are they called organs? You know, the giant ones that they play Dracula's music on.
Yeah,
are those called organs or?
I don't think those are
the one with the giant pipes coming in the back of it. Do you not know it?
I think Bil Arabi you're thinking orgs. I think they're just
I don't know. But it's like a giant piano with like pipes coming out the back. So cool. I've always loved
those.
What
do the pipes do? You just like
it's for the music. They're like ba ba ba.
I think
sounds
that's a
really
different
weird.
Instrument though.
It definitely is. It's not a piano.
No, I want a
but
classic,
it has keys and it has like pipes.
Classic grand piano. Actually no, scratch brown, I think black. Just like a nice
I like the
finish.
White ones. You know the pure polished white ones?
Oh.
Those are so pretty, bro.
Yeah. But then that would have to match the aesthetic of the apartment.
Oh, true, true. It depends
on
your house, really.
I really don't like white houses.
It gets dirty. Yeah. No, I've seen white houses that get dirty.
Like, it's not just that it's dirty. It's kind of like, it's kind of strong on the eyes.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like you're in a mental hospital. But I'm not saying black walls, but maybe like, I don't know, like a red.
I have
or
a rich
blue.
Emirati friend.
Okay.
And his house is, like the color palette is white and gold.
Wow, mashallah.
It looks amazing, mashallah. Wow.
A white piano fit there.
It'd fit like a... what's the opposite of a sore thumb? I was going to say it'll fit like a... And then I almost said sore thumb, but that's when it like stands out. Have you never heard that?
Fits
you're standing
like
out like
key.
A... Maybe. Whatever, anyways. It'd fit is what I mean.
But yeah, I think a piano and then... Ever since I was a kid, I've wanted like a shawarma. Like a pita grill?
Like,
yeah. Like
what?
I just love shawarma that much. It's my favorite food, so like... I just love to have that to make shawarma.
Interesting.
Know? Yeah.
Oh, do that, I guess. I wouldn't.
The contrast is just like shawarma
piano.
And then a white piano.
So you're like looking very classy and the very Arab.
I
want shawarma.
I do
want
to be able to play my own songs.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that would be so much fun.
I feel like, how cool would it be to be able to write a song? You know? The music,
you mean
the
music itself,
the music
or the,
and the lyrics.
Yeah,
like,
but I've always
cool
thought about that.
Be.
I think some musicians, it's not like they sit down with a notebook and make notes. I think they just
it just
play.
Sounds in their head. It just sounds in their head.
Yeah, they just play and then they memorize or they record it. And once you record it once, you can identify those notes.
Yeah, there is a
and then you can put it on sheets.
I saw this video. It was really cool.
Okay,
it was this musician, very niche. Like he's not known. I don't even know his name.
Yeah,
but he rents a orchestra. Like a mini orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And he's there. He's like, I don't know how to play half your instruments, but I have a song in mind. And he just tells them, I want you guys to play bum, 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 bum. And then they do it. Dun, 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 dun,
okay.
And then he's like, okay, now you guys. Da, 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 da. And then at the end, it's a genuine song.
Wow.
And it's so cool.
This is on TikTok?
I saw it on Twitter or Instagram. I don't remember.
So he's a conductor.
No. He's just a musician. Like, he just writes music for himself. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't know how to play their instruments. But he has, like, music that they could play. Like, just sounds in his head. Mm-hmm. So he tells each musician, like, each player. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, the violinists or whatever they're called. Do... And then they'll do bum, 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 bum. And then he's like, okay, you keep looping that. Mm-hmm. And then da, da. And he's like, okay, while they're doing that, now the trumpets do this. Mm-hmm. And he orchestrates the whole thing. He's not an orchestrator. He's just telling them to make sounds, literally.
That's actually amazing.
And it turns out to be a genuine song at the end. Like, it's something that sounds good. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's something that I've been thinking about a lot, by the way. The fact that some people just have brains that... they're not capable of doing the stuff themselves just because of their, one, could be genetic makeup, two, just could be physical ability.
Exactly.
But they can help other people achieve
that. Literally.
And I was thinking about that with bodybuilding as well. Like, there are some coaches that have literally made C-bums, you know, that have made 5x, 6x, 7x Mr. Olympias.
And they just, they're not, can't. Yeah.
They can't. But they have the knowledge, they have the skills. And they don't have to do it.
That's so cool.
And another thing that I wanted to talk about is both a shout out and kind of a self-promotion is I had one of my clients meeting today. And man, this guy has lost 18 kilograms since he started.
How old did he start?
He started at, I mean, it's fine because he's...
No, when? When?
Five months ago. Like, literally in four months.
That's insane.
4 to 5 months. And it's been super healthy.
That's insane. It's been fit, brother. Like, insane good, I mean.
Amazing. I love this guy. And, like, he shared a story before, but I'm going to wait until he reaches his goal weight.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to basically use that to self-promote.
Literally, as you
but
should.
He's telling me, dude, like, he used to have, like, these weird, like, neck pains. And now the neck pain is gone.
That's so cool.
He was complaining to me. He's like, Hassan, because I tell him to do like 150 minutes of cardio per day.
Yeah.
It's usually like 2 1-hour walks. He's like, oh, my heart rate is too low when I'm walking. I'm like, yeah, that's because you've lost weight and your cardio has gotten better. But he's like, yeah, but I can't get in the fat burning zone. I'm like, it's fine. You can just increase the incline. But he walks outside. So I'm like, run a little bit. Once you get
jog,
your heart,
for example,
walk faster.
Yeah.
Or try to find an incline. But... it's crazy, man. Like I said, his cardiovascular health is
so
going up.
Cool.
I bet you if he was doing blood tests, his cholesterol is going down.
Yeah.
And it's just so many health benefits. And it makes me feel good where I'm like, oh,
I did that for someone.
I did that for someone, man.
That.
And I'm not taking a single real.
Which is awesome.
And it's just like, and I would literally do it for free. Obviously, I can't because I'm a human being and I need to eat.
Yeah.
And eventually I need to like have people pay me. But I don't know. That was just something really cool that I wanted to share. And it made me realize that. For me, I know what I want. We've talked about this before. I know who I am. I know what I want. But I can definitely use personal training as a vessel to propel my acting career forward whilst monetarily.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Because
I was
it's
like,
a service, right?
Well, how is coaching
because
people going to help you
as
act?
An actor, you still got to survive. You still gotta
for
you
sure.
Know, in the early days. And for me, I would rather do something that I love where I am helping people. And I've realized that I really like coaching.
Yeah.
And it's moments like these where I see the impact that I can make on someone's life. And by the way, I should take zero credit. Like, literally, it's all him.
Oh, it was all his hard work.
All his hard
of course.
Work. Because if you don't listen to what I tell you to do, you'll improve, but you won't see the results.
Exactly.
So this guy has been working hard, but also
for sure.
Hasn't been working that hard either. Like, it's just basic. Like, literally, just go to the gym. Do the 1 hour exercise
and
that I tell you.
Caloric deficit.
And he eats whatever he wants.
So he hasn't been doing a calorie deficit.
No. He eats whatever he wants
as long as
within his calories.
Okay.
So I'll send him his numbers and he'll send
me
screenshots on MyFitnessPal. Mm. But you can eat whether you want to. It's like a budget. I think of it like a budget. You get 1,800 calories.
It's literally
calories,
a budget.
It's a budget. Whether you want to spend that on Pop-Tarts and be hungry the whole day. Or Pop-Tarts, I'm really thinking
about it. Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. Or if you want to do dates, or if you want to do chicken breasts, or if you... broccoli, apparently, is the thing. I'm going on a really crazy rant. But my friend... I was calling my friend the other day, and apparently he's been, like, addicted to broccoli lately. Like,
don't
just,
blame him. I love me some broccoli. Broccoli with ranch?
Yeah, and apparently it's a super high-volume food where you can literally eat, like,
and
unlimited
calories,
broccoli
yeah.
and never reach, like, I don't know, 300 calories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull us back to Pop-Tarts.
Okay. Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts don't sell in Saudi Arabia. But
you can find them in Tamimi, probably.
Very, very rarely will you find them in Tamimi, and they have the terrible flavors. I love living next to Bahrain. Yeah. We've genuinely gone grocery shopping to Bahrain specifically for Pop-Tarts sometimes. Also because it's cheaper there.
Okay.
They don't have tax.
Okay.
Well, or they do, but it's way lower.
Why does Bahrain have Pop-Tarts and we don't? Where do you find them there? In the like...
In every supermarket. Every supermarket has Pop-Tarts.
I guess
they have alcohol. They have everything, you know? Like, why does Bahrain have alcohol?
I was watching an Instagram reel today about how Al-Hain at the King Fahd Causeway... By the way, apparently that was like an engineering like feat. What? Like it's... At some point, it was like the longest causeway or the longest bridge ever built by man.
Oh, it was like a really big,
like when it was built, that was an engineering, like massive, incredible accomplishment. But now apparently the traffic is a lot less in Bahrain or in the causeway because the insurance, you can now get it online.
Yes.
And you can get it up for as low as 3 days, whereas before it was 1 month.
Yeah.
And because it's 1 month, one, it's more expensive.
Yeah.
And two, it just takes longer.
Exactly.
But now if you get it online, it's linked to your license plate.
Yeah, we do it online.
Oh, really? Yeah. And does it really save you time?
Oh, yeah. You go through it automatically.
Wow.
But also, the bridge has been less crowded because they opened more, whatever, desks or whatever you want to call them.
Kiosks.
Yeah. And Saudi Arabia has been improving a lot. So a lot of people don't go to Bahrain anyways.
Because their movies here.
Exactly.
Even though it's cheaper, by the way. Like, it's cheaper in Bahrain.
You'll literally save money going to Bahrain and coming back for a movie than you would to go to a cinema.
or go eat.
Have such expensive cinemas, unfortunately, but like, whatever. It is.
But also, they're so clean and so nice. Oh, man, I love the theater. Speaking of, I have watched Dune Part 2.
All right. I was going to ask about that.
Yes, I watched it on Friday. And
a bunch of people went today. You could have gone with them.
I was the cool one. To be fair, I didn't ask anyone.
Yeah.
I was actually talking about this with someone the other day. I'm the type of person where if I want to do something, I'll just do it. I feel like, and I wasn't always like this. A lot of my friends say, oh, I want to travel, I want to do things, but no one ever like, Mahdi Azizli. But you can also just do the thing by yourself. Like, I have no problem going to a movie theater and enjoying a 3-hour movie and then going home and just thinking about the movie, you know?
Yeah, no. Like, I mean, personally.
You wouldn't go to
the
theater.
There are some activities I just won't do alone.
Like what?
Going to the movie.
Okay.
Traveling I can do alone. Traveling is fine. I've done traveling alone. Going to a restaurant.
Going to a nice restaurant alone is really fun.
That's so sad.
It's not sad.
Just table for one, please. Look how sad that sounds.
You don't say it like that. They ask you how many people and you're just like, just one.
Just me. I have no friends. That's what it sounds like.
But it's not that.
But I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. Obviously, I'm kidding when I say, oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
I just personally need someone to enjoy the experience with. Like, it's just, it's a personal thing. Like, when I go to a movie, I want to talk to someone about the movie after the movie, you know? That's one of my, I don't even enjoy
But I can, I'm talking about the movie now. I did talk about it with other
people.
But
I won't be able to relate it. I won't be able to relate right now because I haven't seen the movie.
No, I've talked about the movie with other people who have watched the movie.
Sure, but I love, my favorite experience from the movie isn't watching the movie. It's walking out of the movie, talking with my siblings, my friends, being like, oh my God, I loved it when this or that happened.
Yeah. When I have other people, and to be fair, I did ask a few people. That's what I'm saying. I asked a few people. They were all busy.
Yeah.
So then I was like, all right, I'm not going to deprive myself of this experience.
And you shouldn't. I would. You. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
There are just a couple of things that I wouldn't do alone. Like
would you, I don't know, I'm just throwing things out there. Go to a concert alone.
No. No.
I think I would.
No, a concert maybe.
Like depending a Hans Zimmer
Depending on the person. Like if it's someone like I like their music, but I'm not too excited about them.
Go to a play. That's one thing I don't think I would do alone.
A play I wouldn't do alone. But a play is literally a movie, just not on a screen. Why wouldn't you do a play
Plays
alone?
Plays are so different. No,
why?
No.
Why? Explain to me how it's different.
I've never gone to a play alone.
Okay.
No. A play is way more intimate. Not just with the person that you're with, but with the actors, with the room, because most
plays... So why
plays,
do these people, you're intimate with the actors? Boom. Solve your problem. You're welcome.
No, it's just, what I'm saying is, it's a shared experience.
Yeah.
Movies, you can kind of ignore everyone else around you, and you don't really interact with them. Like, when was the last time you went to a movie and you looked at the person next to you and you said, oh, hi,
I did that a couple of times.
Okay.
Like, every now and then.
Yeah, no, if they seem nice, obviously I'll say hi. It's not like I'm going to ignore myself.
No, I'd be chatting with them mid-movie. I'm like, did you see that?
And they're just complete strangers?
Yeah. I've done it like 3 times maybe. Okay. And every time.
Yeah, and they might be a start of a great friendship. Yeah. I'm all for it. But what I'm saying is in a play, you're much more likely to make eye contact with other people and interact with them.
Yeah.
You know, they'll say, oh, good evening.
Oh,
you know,
for
they're
sure.
Going by.
Yeah.
And you're, ha, 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 you're all laughing together and you're laughing with the actors.
Yes.
You're all so it's like if you're alone, I don't know.
Look,
if I really like the play, I'd invite, but also not all people are into plays.
Yeah.
Like I've been to plays with friends, but they've all been like, I don't know, sophisticated yeah. friends. Like people who like reading books. I love those people. You know, anyone who's come watch
I a need play more sophisticated really. Friends.
Would you go watch a play with me?
Probably, yeah. Why not?
As an actor, I feel offended as your...
What? Why not?
For like, your
why
hesitation.
I did a hesitate. I said probably, yeah. Like, unless I
love you. Probably.
But I want to... To the concert, I want to mention, if it's a concert for, like, for example, The Weeknd or Bruno Mars, and I had a ticket, or even two tickets, and no one was willing to come with me, I'm going alone. That's The Weeknd. That's the Bruno Mars. I love, like, if they're my top, like, artists, then for sure I'm going alone. Yeah, I don't even care. Yeah.
Okay.
But if it's, like, someone I've heard music, like Ariana Grande, for example. I like her music. I'm not the biggest Ariana Grande fan. So if you I had two tickets to Ariana Grande.
That's an expensive concert right there. Like, you just, an Ariana Grande concert is going to be more expensive than The Weeknd or Bruno
Mars. I don't think so. The Weeknd or Bruno Mars?
Are you crazy. Kidding me? Are you kidding
There's
me?
There's no shot.
Ariana is a massive star, dude.
And what the hell are Bruno Mars and The Weeknd then?
No. I'm not saying they're not.
We need to look this up.
I bet you, that's my guess, is that an Ariana concert
would
be more expensive than than Bruno Mars. I don't know about
okay.
The Weeknd.
How much is a Bruno Mars concert ticket? I'm asking Siri for audio listeners. Bruno Mars is as low as $323 with an average price of $770.
Okay. Look up Ariana.
How much is an Ariana Grande concert ticket? It won't show me. What's the price for a concert ticket of Ariana Grande's? They're showing me numbers. What the heck?
Let me just look it up. We're invested at this point.
I'm invested. I have to find out the answer. I am the biggest, like, ride or die for The Weeknd and Bruno Mars, so I will back them up. Where are the numbers? There are no upcoming events for Ariana Grande. Check back later for a new event. Okay. But, like, how much were her previous tickets? I'm not looking for, like, right now.
Try Ticketmaster.
Ariana Grande ticket prices. Allow. Sure. How much is Ariana Grande's tickets? Average is $138. Don't you ever disrespect Bruno Mars ever again.
Okay. I'm not going to try to attack your sources, but... Wow,
well,
I think
both,
I over...
They're both Safari, so like...
I think in my memory, I was just thinking... Because Ariana did have like this meteoric
She's huge.
Rise.
I'm not saying she's small as an artist, but Bruno Mars... I've known Bruno Mars way longer than
I've known Bruno Mars since I was like 9.
Exactly. Ariana only became a singer like after her Disney debut or Nickelodeon.
But by Bruno's the way, been a singer way better life. Singer. She's a good actress. It's just...
Have you seen Sam and Cat?
But I feel like, don't you feel like that was more of the leadership around
Nickelodeon,
her?
Yeah.
And
that's
like
how Nickelodeon rolls, yeah.
I forgot his name, but there was that whole, like, scandal of the dude who, did you remember hearing about that?
No.
So there.
Oh, the
guy,
like, assault case or
whatever? The guy who basically ran all of those shows.
Yeah. So messed up.
And actually, what's funny is, what's not funny, what's cool. What's coincidental. Is that Jeanette McCurdy, who played Sam.
Okay.
And also played... You watched iCarly, right?
I love iCarly.
So Sam from iCarly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just
she came to
name.
Our university and gave a speech. Yeah, yeah,
and you saw her.
Yeah, it was for her book sale. Well, I didn't see her.
But
I was going
like,
to go, but
oh,
I got lazy. But yeah.
You missed out on seeing Sam.
I did.
That's
but
crazy.
Yeah. But also she like stopped acting, so
I don't
like,
care. It's Sam from iCarly,
yeah,
bro.
Her book was about quitting acting, so I was like, I wanted to get into acting. So why would I show up to a talk about someone who quit acting?
Take a picture,
no.
Maybe.
You are right. You're right. I should have gone. I don't remember why I didn't. I think I was too busy or something.
That's fine. But like, I would have missed out on that chance. You know, that's Sam from iCarly.
Yeah, she came to our, she was in Mackey. A Mackey Auditorium is like
very
this.
Off topic, but I haven't met any famous people except for one. I don't know if I've told you this.
Who's a famous person you
met? I met the voice actor for Nathan Drake.
No! Wait,
have
you
I
met,
never told
you
this? You
met Nolan...
Nolan North. He signed my poster.
That was like...
I took a picture with him.
I'm gonna cry. That was my hero. That
I've
was,
never told you this?
You've never...
Yeah, so there was a Gamers Day in Riyadh.
He was in Saudi.
And my aunt organized the whole thing.
Yeah,
so she got us VIP tickets, me and my sister. And so we go. I met the creator of Tekken.
Hikushima?
I don't remember his name. Yeah. But I met him, and I met Nolan North.
I'm so jealous.
I have a picture. You want to see the picture?
No, yes!
I'm going to show you the picture.
Oh, my God. Dude, I love that.
It was on my Snapchat.
I love that, man. You don't know how much I love the Uncharted series on that.
I know, like, I know. That's why I'm surprised.
My favorite video game.
That's why I'm surprised I just noted it now. I met Nolan.
Oh, my God. Dude, you're a freaking baby.
I was a child. Yeah, I was like, what?
Oh, you were 17.
13?
You were not 14? 13, you were 14.
14, 15, something
I was
like
17
that.
At the time. I was only a bit older than you, but yeah.
I literally met Nolan North. He signed my death note. It was really funny.
And you're wearing your anime.
Yeah, because it was an anime con too,
got
you know?
Got braces on.
And so he literally, he signs my death note, and then a dude behind me says, oh, you're going to die to Nolan North. And Nolan North is like, what? He's like, do you not know what the death note is? He's like, no. He's like, oh, never mind.
And I'm actually surprised Nolan North
doesn't. Yeah, and then I explained to him that the death note.
Why did you have him sign in your death note?
Because this is embarrassing. I don't want
to
mention it.
You have to say that.
So I went cosplaying.
Okay. As I could see. But wasn't that a Naruto?
Exactly.
Bit?
So my cosplay was a mix of three characters. I wore a Pikachu hoodie with like the ears and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then a Naruto headband and the Naruto marks. And then I had a death note. So my character name was Pikachu. No, wait. It was Pikaruto Yagami.
Yagami, I'm guessing.
Yagami Light. Yes, Yagami Light. And so I was just dressed like for fun, right?
Yeah.
And then there was a cosplaying competition. Oh my God, I haven't told this story to you before. There was a cosplaying competition.
Okay.
And my sister says, I dare you to go register. Oh. I'm like, bet.
At the same event?
At the same event. I was like, bet. Mm-hmm. So I go and sign up. They're like, I swear to you, the man like registering names because they were cool cosplayers.
Yeah.
A dude came as like Scarecrow from Batman Arkham Knight. Coolest man on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
There was a dude with like anime wings and they would actually like fly, like they'd move very like
sophisticated,
well, like
hard work.
Yeah. Sweat inducing, like they put time into these cosplays, right?
Sweat inducing. You just watch them and sweat induces.
No, I feel like they put sweat and blood into this.
Yeah,
is what
I know.
And so I go wearing a hoodie and makeup like three lines for Naruto.
I saw the picture.
Yeah, and the dude's like, he looks me up and down. He's like, what's your character name? I'm like, Pikaruto Yagami. He's like, oh, because like three characters. That's clever. And then he writes my name down.
Was he a Saudi guy?
He was a Saudi guy.
Yeah.
He's like, come back at 8 for like the actual competition.
Yeah.
And so I go, and there's a competition where everybody goes in the middle. They do like a little tiny show for 30 seconds, and then they leave.
Is it kind of like a bodybuilding thing where you just
literally
stand?
But it's not us next to each other. It's us like turn by turn, right? And then there's judges that rate whoever has the
best
cosplay.
Yeah, but do you, like,
cosplay.
Walk on a catwalk?
It was literally just a bunch of chairs. It's like a theater.
Okay.
Almost. But it was outside.
I see.
And so the dude, the Scarecrow, goes, very insane cosplay. If I had pictures, I'd show you. And then a bunch of people go, and they all have well thought out, like, cosplays. And then I run down. Like, I'm doing the Naruto run, and I go in front of everybody. And I do, like, a little, like, show of me
death
writing in the Death Note. And then
what's your
whatever.
Pikachu move?
And I jumped or something. I don't remember. And then I run off stage, right? And so the dude is like, while the judges discuss which they think was the best, let me ask some of the crowd who they think was the best, right? So they go and ask people, Scarecrow, the dude dressed as Batman, whatever. Everybody got, like, all the good cosplays got answers, obviously. And I'm like, you know what? Obviously, I wasn't expecting to win anything.
Mm-hmm.
But then he goes and asks this little girl, 4 years old at max.
Mm.
He's like, who do you think is the best cosplay? She's like, Pikachu! And I'm there in the back popping out.
Oh,
I'm like, yes!
God. Going off on toddler's comments.
I was like, let's go!
She probably had no idea, dude.
I got a vote. That's all that matters, bro.
A vote is a vote.
And so obviously Scarecrow won at the end. There, his costume had steam coming out of it. He had like fog machines inside.
And that
very
was like
cool.
2017 Saudi. So like that was before things opened up and people.
Oh, and now we have
way
cooler cosplayers.
Yeah, right, now I bet you can like import stuff. Now there's Gamers 8. Like I bet if you showed up to Gamers 8 if they had a cosplay thing.
I didn't go, so I don't
know.
But yeah, that was a very fun experience. I don't know how I haven't told you this before. I'm glad I saved it for the podcast.
Story. That is a very fun story. Quite embarrassing, but very fun.
I was 13, bro.
Yeah.
I was 4, and it was a dare, so I had to, you know? Yeah, but a bunch of people did come up to me and take pictures of me, though. So that's nice.
That's awesome. No, I always thought about that, man. It's like, I don't know. I really feel like I grew up as a geek and I grew up as a nerd.
Not as geeky as me.
But not as geeky. That's what I'm realizing now. But which also is really cool. Like for me, I geeked out, but I felt like I always geeked out at home. And it was mostly generic geeking.
I was a wear it on my shoulder kind of geek. Yeah. Like, I didn't care, you know?
Which is kind of fun, like celebrate it. Yeah.
So.
Because I would have loved to cosplay, you know? I just never got the chance.
Yeah, I just liked being, like, different, if that makes sense.
I can tell.
Yeah. I used to wear a Cat in the Hat everywhere I went.
Oh, God.
And I used to stream in it, too, which is really cool. That's why my, I don't know if you followed me back when I had a profile picture.
Okay.
But my profile picture on Instagram was Sally Face, a character from my favorite video game, wearing the Dr. Seuss hat. That was my Twitch logo. That was literally my Twitch logo.
Was that your Twitch logo before you came here as well?
It's still my Twitch logo.
Oh, but that was your Instagram logo.
But it was my Instagram profile picture. Now my Instagram profile picture is me because it's a more professional account now.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was like the hat kind of symbolized me, you know? Mm-hmm. And so all my emotes on Twitch have like the hat or something. But
that's something that I really admire about you, Adnan. It's like, we've talked about this before, but you can't take yourself too seriously in life, and you just have to have fun.
Yeah.
And you have to have
fun. Like, I won't let anybody stop me from being me.
Yes.
You know, I'll be me.
Yes, man. Oh, yeah. Which I kind of envy, and I know that, like, Comic-Con, is that, like, still a thing anymore?
It is. Do people still go? Yes.
Okay.
And it gets bigger every year.
Yeah. I now that I remember, I want to talk about this on the pod. Did you remember E3 growing up?
Yes.
I still know E3. But it's dead now. Did you know that?
It isn't as dead.
No, it's 100% dead. I read an article.
What do you mean dead?
They stopped it. They discontinued
they canceled it. Yeah. But like when it still, I think it's, when did it stop? 2 years ago?
It stopped during COVID. So here's what happened. COVID happened.
Okay.
And so they basically said, we're going to delay it until next year. Mm. And then publishers started streaming directly to the fans. So if you remember, so PlayStation did their own thing.
Nintendo does Direct now. Yeah. Yeah.
And so, basically, ever since the company started doing directs, they realized they could save so much money by not having to send all these employees, by not having to rent booths, pay fees to E3.
Yes,
so literally, the CEO of E3 put out a tweet saying, yeah, E3 is dead. We're not going to come again. And when they asked him why, he was like, it doesn't make sense as a business, you know?
No, that's fair,
Which really sucks because, I don't know, I personally never watch these live company by company, but E3 I would watch because it was a cool thing, you know?
E3.
Yeah, like I would look forward to it. I'm like, okay, I can spare an hour or two today to look at all the new cool games. But now I wouldn't, like, plus it's all in 1 week, so you get all, but now PlayStation does it at some random time. Xbox does it at random time.
I do kind of like that they split off because I would watch E3 and like, I don't care about Xbox. Like I'm seeing all these Xbox games, I'm like, when's the Nintendo part, you know?
Yeah.
So now when I get my Nintendo Direct, I get pure Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Nintendo Directs kind of also fell off. Like, I don't watch Nintendo Directs anymore. Mm-hmm. Because, so there's, I don't know if you know this, but in Super Smash Brothers, obviously, we're bringing it back to that game. Mm-hmm. There's a DLC pack for characters. Mm-hmm. But Sakurai, the creator, likes keeping it mysterious. So he doesn't tell you the characters until, like, later on. So every Nintendo Direct, there would be, like, a trailer for that character.
I see.
And it was always so exciting.
Yeah.
When Steve came out
From Minecraft,
Twitter broke down. I swear to God, wallahi al-azim.
Yeah.
Twitter has only ever broken down once before because
like functionally broken
down. Yeah, like
from the amount of tweets.
From the amount of tweets, it broke, like the website was off for a couple of hours because of Steve and Minecraft.
Wow.
Literally.
Wow.
I
heard it's like a crappy character. Or is it like one of the strongest
characters?
He's
the best character in the game. He is the best character in the game to the point where he's banned in France. I was asking.
So at the tournament?
At the tournament, nobody was playing Steve. I was like, my brother plays Steve. They're like, oh, good thing he didn't come with you. I'm like, wait, what do you mean?
Is it looked down upon?
What?
Like people play Steve?
Oh, he's the trashiest character. Like everybody, when Steve is on screen, the viewer count drops. Viewer count drops, literally.
Wow.
People hate Steve.
Because he's too easy?
No. He's boring.
Mm.
People like an exciting game.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people want to see wheel kicks.
And boring. Wow. Like, literally, he builds a wall and hides mining for the whole game. Literally, that's his character.
Yeah. If you watch the UFC, there are some of those fighters. To me, a fighter is a fighter. Whoever wins.
No, true.
But there are kind of wrestler fighters.
When it comes to entertainment, you can look down upon them. But as a fighter, yeah, you can't really. Like, they're a fighter.
No, but there are some fighters that do get booed in the crowd. But you know why? Because they'll just, they'll take you down and then they'll just lay on top of you because they're in MMA, there's wrestling. And so technically in the judge's eyes, if you have top control, then you can just basically sit on someone and just do the minimum amount of work, just punch them a little bit so that the referee doesn't stand you up. And you can win a fight. And so many people have won fights like that.
That's
crazy. They literally take you down, just hold you down. Yeah, get top position and just sit there and just slap you. And then, yeah, you win. But you get booed. You get booed. Because, casual fans, they don't like wrestling. They want to see people punch. They want to see people wheel kick. Yeah. They want to see knockouts.
That's literally the same case for a serviceman.
But they don't know how difficult it is. Like, the fact that he is holding you down, it's not easy. You think if the other guy could get up. Steve isn't
easy either.
Oh, really?
But that chair is just boring, bro.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of time my brother puts in the lab, like, just practicing this character.
Mm-hmm.
I respect it. I just don't respect the character. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I've been thinking about Game Gear, and I've been playing my Quest
a lot recently. You need to come to a tournament with me once.
I will.
Just once.
Heck yeah. Not once. Freaking five times. Four times. I'll cheer you on. Yeah. And I want to see Nice anyways, but
I'm going to Nice next week if you want to come.
Yeah. Saturday. How much is a train ticket?
€8.
That's it?
€8.
Round trip or?
No, eight. So 16.
That's still worth it. And what did you eat? You just like ate it around?
I brought food with me.
Perfect.
I literally didn't spend a single. There was, the only money I spent was an Uber from the station to the place.
I need any excuse to go to Nice because Nice is so sick and I just feel like I never had a reason to go. So.
Oh yeah, for sure. You're coming next week then. Okay. If you're free, then yeah, I'll definitely invite you.
If it's on the weekend.
It's Saturday. Yeah.
So why not?
For sure. And we'll be done shooting. So.
Inshallah. Okay, so two more things to talk about. On the Quest, I just downloaded The Walking Dead Saints and Sinners.
Oh, wait, you were talking about another game on your Quest.
Oh, earlier. Keep talking and nobody explodes. Yeah. That is actually a very fun game. Okay, we need to play that.
We definitely will.
Okay, so keep talking and nobody explodes. No, I was just thinking of the joke I made earlier. I mean, but yeah. So keep talking and nobody explodes. Us Arabs. Yeah, we need to play that game with caution. But basically, there's a bomb, okay? And you have to defuse this bomb. So the person wearing the VR...
Are you pronouncing the B in bomb?
Bomb.
Don't pronounce the B, please.
Wait, bomb.
Bomb. B-O-M.
Bomb.
Bomb. It's spelled but bomb.
I think I'm saying because comedians have bombed shows before.
Bombed. Bombed.
Bomb.
That's when it's, when it's a verb, yes.
I'm trying to be less American, Adnan. My accent is way too American.
And that's not a bad thing.
Let's debate this.
When it comes to speaking English, why not? So when I speak Arabic, people I sound like an Arabic person.
People look up.
Exactly.
But
when you're speaking English, why would you want to sound non-English? That doesn't make
sense. Non-American English.
You want to sound... British people don't say bomb. They say bomb. So bomb. No matter what accent you want to speak in, it's bomb, bro. Don't pronounce the B, please. I have a friend... Anas, if you're watching this, please, he pronounces debt, debt. He says debt. I'm like, Anas, it's debt. He's like, but there's a B in the word. That's not how the word
Microsoft
works.
Microsoft has $5 billion in debt.
Debt. Imagine. I don't like people. Stop pronouncing silent letters, please.
Actually, here's a funny quote by Warren Buffett that I read. He said his partner, or actually this is from Charlie Munger, one of the most legendary investors of all time. He says, there's three things that will ruin a man. And one is alcohol, drugs, and leverage.
Okay.
Which is funny.
Why leverage?
It's debt. It's just like a finance joke. Oh, that's... Yeah. He said, and the joke is that like the first two aren't really a problem. It's only the third one that ruins a man.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyways, continue.
Okay.
About the bomb.
The bomb. So the guy... Bomb.
B-O-M. That's just B-O-M. Pronounce it as B-O-M. B-O-M. Bomb.
The person wearing the VR headset has to defuse a bomb, but he doesn't know how. Like, you don't have the instructions. So there's another person playing that is not wearing the VR headset, and you print out literally instructions on how to defuse the bomb.
So, like, we're playing at the same time.
Yeah. Literally, you're next to me.
That's so cool.
I know, right? It's so much fun.
Oh, we're playing this 1,000,000%.
And I've only played, like, 2 or 3 levels. At the start, it gets easy, but then it gets really hard. Because then you'll tell me, like... cut the red wire. And then there's like 6 red wires.
It's like, which red wire?
And then you'll say the order. And then there's other like shapes
Are you free tomorrow?
Dude, we
can play tonight. Because our day's off. We're gonna play. No, I'm way too sleepy for today.
Okay, okay. Oh my god, we're at an hour
already. We're at an hour, that's what I meant, yeah.
When did you mean that? Okay, I didn't want to talk about like two more entire, quick like, things. It was just are. Kind of our shoots. So I wanted to ask, how was your Friday shoot?
I'm gonna, we can make it an hour and 10 minutes today.
Yeah.
The shoot was incredible. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about this today, that I wanted to say this on the podcast. I've never been confident in my skills as an actor. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't think I was that good. Like, compared to everybody in our course, mm-hmm. I've always felt like, you know, I'm all right, but like, I'm not a good actor, right? That changed on Friday. We were shooting Sniff. And though the crew, I could not have asked for a better co-star and a better crew. Like, I felt like this is a match made in heaven when it comes to chemistry. It was perfect. And so we're acting and whatever, and we're like, we're screaming at the top of our lungs because Scooby had a different vision for it. It's not at all what you saw it to be when we performed it in front of the school. And to the point where like people are coming out of their rooms and like clapping for us after our shoot. It was really cool. But that's not where what I mean. There was a point where we finished a shoot. Scooby, our director, comes and he's like, I like that, but I know you guys can do better. I'm like, better what? What do you want me to do? Just tell me what to do and I'll do it. He's like, I don't know what I want you to do. He says that literally. Where he's like, we're already at a good area. He's like, if we finish with this and I edited it, I'd be fine with this. But I feel like there's something missing, right? Mm-hmm. And then Aboudi just says, leave it to us. I'm like, hey, I didn't agree to this.
Yeah.
And then Scooby's like, you know what? I trust you guys.
Mm-hmm. Just play, experiment.
Yeah, yeah. Aboudi's like, let's do this. I'm like, do what? I don't have actions. Yeah, I need instructions from the director, right?
Yeah.
He's like, just trust me. And so we go. And it becomes a totally different scene.
Mm.
But like in a good way, mm-hmm. a totally different scene. To the point where we finished, they say cut, everybody dies laughing.
Oh my
God. Me and Aboudi included. The thing is, I kept my laughing and it doesn't show on my face at all. Mm. But it was so hard because I'm talking to Aboudi and we're yelling and whatever.
Yeah.
And in the back of my eye, I see a Scooby doing this. Like the director and the cameraman being they're holding in their laughs like this.
That is a set I would pay money to be a fly on the wall.
No, it was cut. Everybody. Wow. Aboudi falls on the ground laughing. Wow. We're all tearing up.
Man, that is perfect. Incredible. Those, by the way, those are the moments of magic that like anyone wants as an actor.
And the confidence boost I got as an actor just because the director said, I trust you, and he loved it.
He came and hugged us after. And that's what I was going to slap you, but I wanted to let you finish. Because you are an amazing actor. It's just, you have to find those moments. And it's not just you, by the way. Here's the thing about acting. People don't understand. It's a freaking dance.
It is.
Acting is a dance. You have to have a dance partner.
Yes.
And the thing is it literally takes one line. I was acting on stage with Yassi in the basketball scene. Yeah. You know? I did not like the scene at all. And it wasn't the problem of the writer. Just something was wrong. Something was off. And it just took one alternative from Yassine.
Yeah.
Yassine changed one thing. We're like, we just need to change the surrounding. And the original scene, it was a basketball movie.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be in a car. We're like, let's not play in a car. Let's play in a gym. We played it once in the gym. Didn't work. And I'm like, let me just play the exact opposite. And then it clicked.
Yeah.
Literally nothing changed. Nothing. I didn't come up with a new action. I didn't come up with a new given circumstances. It was just almost like I tried delivering a line differently. And I just started listening more. Yeah. And I think that's the key thing. And you've experienced this before as an actor, but when you lock in with another actor and you're flowing with them in the sense, you know moment?
There was 100% chemistry between me and Aboudi in that last shoot. Like, our chemistry throughout the whole shoot was perfect.
Yes.
But specifically when you said, I trust you guys, we locked in. We locked in.
And when that happens,
it was perfect.
There's literally no other feeling like it on planet Earth. It's, I think, what comedians feel like when they do amazing on a set.
Yeah.
It's what surfers feel when they're it's that flow state.
Yeah.
It only happens when you're with another person is what I'm saying.
No.
you can act in front of a wall and you can show a lot of emotion, but it's not that's the our same. Job. It's not the same. Yeah. When you're really experiencing the character and the scene, whether it's comedy or drama with another person, that's so sick.
It was so nice. What was the second thing you wanted to mention before?
I just want to talk about my shoot, but honestly, your story is way cooler.
No, you can tell about your shoot.
Oh, no. It was just great.
Did you do both yet? Or is I Care
A Lot? No, I just did La La Land.
Oh, so you just did La La Land.
It was freaking awesome.
Yours is in Arabic, too. Sniff was in Arabic.
It was in Arabic. And acting for the first time in Arabic was so
It was insane.
Much
that was my first time
fun.
Acting in Arabic.
Isn't
yeah,
it, isn't
so,
it
nice.
So much fun?
So nice.
It's so nice. It's so much fun. And I managed to feel that moment as well, where my scene wasn't comedy, but
yeah, it's
like literally like performing a scene and like seeing Hanin is such an amazing actress, like seeing the tears well up in her eyes and like just feeling the anger myself, yeah. Where I could literally see our director in the background like going, yeah. Like that. And our teacher was there as well, and he was just nodding his head. He was like, you got it, Hussein. And it's just amazing. Like having the crew thank you after it. And literally come up, dab you up, say that was such an amazing performance. Like, and when it comes from the heart, you know, when sometimes
sometimes they're just like, yeah, good job. It's a wrap.
No. Like, what I really liked was every single scene. Yeah. People were locked.
Yeah,
in. There are sets where people are just kind of distracted, but when we were acting, they were watching the scene, and we did it 100 times.
Yeah,
like that's the thing about sets. You do it 5, 6, 7, 8 times for one setup. You make the next setup, but every time people were focused. And I don't know. That's why I made that Instagram post. And I
don't blame you.
I was feeling like $100, like $100. I was feeling like $1 million.
How badly did you do if you were feeling like $100, bro?
I did. I'll take $100.
No, Justin is on our set too.
Yeah.
And he doesn't speak Arabic, but he's like,
yeah, something about that.
He's like, I could just tell you did that perfectly.
Comedy is comedy, man.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, that's really good and really rare, because moments like that, they're only felt on like Seinfeld, Friends, shows. If the crew is laughing, chances are the audience will be laughing.
Oh, no. And Scooby is explaining how he wants, it's going to be
perfect. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Which hypes me up, because I have another scene on Thursday.
I also have a scene
on
Thursday.
And I bought a suit, man. Oh, I'm going all in for this thing. I went out and bought a suit. I mean, I need a suit.
We're doing Peaky Blinders Saudi version wearing thobes.
You're wearing thobes? Yeah. Do you have a thobe? Do you need one?
I'm going to borrow Yasin's.
Yasin's.
Yeah.
Is he?
No, Salman is gonna wear Yasin's. I'm gonna wear Salman's. If that makes it better.
I mean, you are quite tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine.
I can't wear it. I'll look like the most mutawwa person ever.
I think the build would be fine. It's just.
Yeah. I might try it on. We'll see.
If Salman wants my, we'll see.
We'll figure it out.
But I have عندي شماغ.
Yeah.
عندي شماغ and everything.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right. That's wow.
We did prolong just a little bit.
People who tell us that the podcast needs to be shorter, you just need
it can't be shorter. You need a better attention span. Yeah. Oh my God.
Just listen to us while we're cooking.
One of our very avid listeners he's a friend of mine, mm-hmm. and he has like the highest level of ADHD, like very ADHD.
And has he made it through?
And he watches the whole episode. Like he listens. So if he can do it, anybody can.
You can do it too.
Shout out Kawhi Don. I love you, dude. Okay.
Shout out. What do you say? I can't say that.
Anyways.
Okay. Thank you for watching the Gen Z Cafe. We really, really appreciate you.
Yes.
Whoever's watching. I don't know. 10, 5, 20 people.
Even if it's one.
Thank you for making it the whole way. And even if you didn't listen to the whole thing, if you listen to certain clips.
Yeah.
We love you.
We do love you. Yeah. Please leave suggestions for topics you want us to talk about.
Yeah. That'd leave one comment. Our goal by the end of this 20 episode is to get one comment.
Literally. Spotify have comments?
No.
Then on our YouTube, but yeah, if you're watching, if you're listening to this on Spotify, go to our YouTube.
People watch on YouTube.
Comment. I know, but people listen on Spotify too.
True.
Like my friend listens on Spotify.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening and / watching.
Have a wonderful day.
We'll see you guys next
week. Go for a walk. We need to like send them off with stuff. Go for a walk.
Drink a liter of milk a day.
Do push-ups. Read a book.
Don't skip leg day.
Cry. Watch anime.
Appreciate your family.
Celebrate cosplay.
Okay, this is way too long of an
intro. Okay, bye. Gen Z Cafe. Peace out.